It's 6 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock. We are live Thursday, October 28, 2021. Dave Krieger with you on the radio on the Power Hour. For those of you, we're all over it this morning. We are looking at a lot of different scenarios that are coming into play here in America. For those of you that want to beef up your first aid kits, remember, our sales are ending this week on the Miracle Skin products and the OptiVita products, where you can buy two, get one 50% off. Call Jay. She's standing by right now to take your order at thepowermall.com. Do your best to support the show because we're the ones that are bringing you the news, telling you about things that affect your life economically and otherwise. And speaking of economics, Epoch Times reporting this morning in breaking news, the economic growth slows to 2% on slowdown in consumer spending and COVID-19 impacts. Well, duh. What did you expect when the average household's budget starts getting eaten alive by inflation? What did you expect was going to happen, America? People don't have the kind of money to buy durable goods, manufactured items, unless they sacrifice other things. We're all fighting a war against China, who has been taking advantage of the World Trade Organization for 20 years, according to experts. It hasn't lived up to its commitments on fair trade, has little will to do so. It sees itself as a dominant world power. It has taken advantage of the World Trade Organization, according to the president and founder of the Economic Strategy Institute. Clyde Prestowitz told the Epoch Times, if you just look at what China's been doing in its trade with Australia, it's actually sadly halting Australian imports. Of course, China is making excuses. Over the last 18 months, Beijing has limited imports of Australian beef and grapes as part of its economic coercion, besides tariffs on Australian wine. I'm not sure whether they're reacting to the fact that President Trump, when he was in office, got tough with them, and now they're just basically doing this out of spite. Nah, it's all a plan, folks. Everything is a plan here. I just looked at a video this morning on Epoch Times. As a matter of fact, if you want to know how upset Americans are getting, and I'm not talking about just the 80-some-plus million voters who voted for Trump that felt disenfranchised by what they suspect happened in the 2020 elections. Oh, my. You know, to me, when I look at stuff and I see these vote tabulators papering up windows and keeping poll watchers away from what they're doing, to me, that smacks of illegitimacy. And just remember the old saying in Latin that I learned many, many years ago when I was in high school, illegitimus non carborundum est. Don't write that down. Illegitimus non carborundum est, it means don't let the bastards get you down. That's what it means in literal phrase. Illegitimus, obviously, if you look at the word illegitimate, you know what that means. So, but the thing is people are starting to pay attention to what's going on. And the reason we know this, in Maryland, three conservative counties in the western part of the state have gotten so tired of being overlooked by Democrats who are controlling the state politics. They want to become part of West Virginia. They want to secede from the state of Maryland and join West Virginia, which is conservative. So they've sent letters to the state of West Virginia asking whether they can secede from Maryland and become a part of West Virginia. And they're not the only ones doing it. Several counties in Oregon, similarly, and six of them, by the way, voted to secede and join the state of Idaho. They don't like Portland politicians either. They don't like the fact they're running in the state. And the city, I've been to Portland before. It was a beautiful city. Now it's garbage. And people there, they have to worry about being house invaded, home invasions. They got to worry about that. This is bad news when people have to start worrying about their own personal safety. And again, I ask the question, why are people stocking up on guns and ammo and food supplies if they were not concerned about something happening in their community? The Illinois Supreme Court, as a matter of fact, recently unanimously, and we're not talking about a split decision here, we're talking about a unanimous ruling that a tax on guns and ammo that was being levied against Americans living in Cook County, Illinois, was unconstitutional. So they got to knock that off. And why are they doing this? Because they don't want Americans buying ammo. So they're going after all the gun manufacturers and ammunition manufacturers because, frankly, they don't want us stocking up. They don't want the people that are law-abiding, right-thinking, not morally corrupt, gun-toting residents of the United States of America to become more prepared than they already are. The supply chain also has affected the number of the Patriot-style food outlets that are distributing food sources. Now, I know we carry Numana products at the Power Mall, so, but there are other people that you can literally, you know, other places you can go to, other sources. I was just talking to our engineer in studio today. They've got a dehydrator. They do freeze-drying and canning. And so, you know, trust me, a lot of people are paying attention to what's going on. Grandma and Grandpa did this. Don't let these people call you a nutcase because of the fact that you are doing everything in your power to prepare. Most rational people I know are actually stocking up on at least a year's supply worth of food. And the reason you do that is not because of the fact of uncertainty. It's because right now you can do so, and you can do it and be economically feasible and stay within a budget. There are even food programs out there that you can buy on credit and pay over time. Now, while I don't recommend using credit cards to buy groceries, it's happening all the time out there because people who are living from paycheck to paycheck, living within the sound of my voice, are finding it very difficult to even keep food on the table, let alone make their mortgage payments and pay their utilities. The very first thing to go when families become destitute, and I know this from experience in dealing in foreclosures, the very first thing that happens is they stop paying their property taxes, so the counties start to suffer because of their loss of budget. And then the next thing they stop paying is the HOA fees, and then they stop paying any other county-regulated fees or dues that's mandated periodically. They also stop paying utility bills, or they don't buy groceries that week because they have to pay to keep the lights on and food on the table. They quit paying their mortgages before they stop paying their utilities. And as Joseph Meyer said on our program yesterday, and in case you missed it, you can go to thepowermall.com and listen to this hour and 20-minute long interview that we did with Joseph, who has a newsletter you can go and get a deal on if you're a Power Hour listener. He's basically talking about how families are being impacted. And this goes right along with the narrative as far as the economic growth, why it's happening, how it's happening, and what's happening to your dollar, how much is left over. Price of food has gone up 4.6% since Donald Trump was president. More specifically, prices for meat, poultry, and fish and eggs rose 10.5%. So those of you who want to go to your local feed store and purchase a half dozen chickens or hens that are laying hens will probably do okay in the near future as long as you can keep them fed. So you're going to have to buy feed. Let's see, if you're not feeding a whole flock like I used to back in the 80s, I had a flock of 32 hens, and we were actually able to sell the eggs to our neighbors and pay for keeping the feed that we were using. That was the good pure stuff. It wasn't the junk. And we were using that to feed our hens so they would keep laying. So it's one of those things that you've got to start thinking Victory Garden. You got to start thinking greenhouse. If this is the way it's going to be, maybe we need to kind of switch off of the meat and the poultry and start thinking more vegetarian, and adding more vegetables to your diet. That might help the issues that we have with comorbidity factors. And when it comes to unvaccinated workers, here's another interesting tidbit. 5% of unvaccinated workers have left the job over vaccine mandates. 5% of unvaccinated workers. Imagine that. 37%, including those at Boeing. You know, imagine the people that make military and civilian aircraft and they use other contractors, subcontractors for parts and whatnot, and the supply chain is getting disrupted there too. You know, and if Boeing all of a sudden says, all their workers say, we're going to not come to work anymore because you want us to get vaccinated, that makes them part of the 37% of the unvaccinated workforce, 5% of adults overall, that are saying screw you to their employer when he comes against them and says, hey, we need you to get vaccinated to comply with Sleepy Joe's mandate. And it's kind of a crazy thing out there, folks, when you have most of America rallying against the president's dictate. And this goes back to the secession. This goes back to the dissatisfaction. I like to use my Dr. Seuss cat in the hat. One state, two state, red state, blue state. Here's another continuation of that from the cat in the hat. I do not like your mental haze. I do not like your leftist ways. I do not like your son on blow. I do not like you, Sleepy Joe. There you have that one. Did that bring a little bit of a chuckle? Yeah, it's really sad when 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and the leader of our country has the mental acuity of a two-year-old. And people will call me and they go, Dave, how come you're giving him that much credit? Yeah, you got to wonder who's really running the country. And then you remember that old video where President Obama Llama Ding Dong said, hey, I'd like to be a little Jiminy Cricket in somebody's ears. If I could just sit in my basement and have somebody with an earpiece listening to every word I said, how do you know that's not happening right now? We don't. Can we prove it? No. Can we think it? Sure. When you look at the number of people that could literally cripple the workforce, and we're talking about firefighters union, and we also want to mention, if we didn't yesterday, we found out that Jason Weed was on our show. Things have kind of subsided a little bit in Orange County because the mayor, apparently after challenging the governor's office, has decided to back down. You see what happens when people realize 45% of the fire department and the paramedics are going to walk off the job or get fired, and the county's going to be left with the remaining workforce, and they are required to protect their community. What happens when the community has a shortage and you call 911 expecting for an ambulance or firefighter to put out your fire or come and rescue somebody from having a heart attack or worse, an adverse reaction to COVID vaccines, and all of a sudden they don't show up? They don't come. Well, you know, they're on another call right now. We'll get to you when we can. Wow. That's like going to your local pharmacy and letting them jab you. And then you have to sit there for a half hour while they process orders, keeping very little eye on you whatsoever to make sure you don't keel over from an adverse event. This is stupidity, folks. These people supposedly think that they're not going to be held liable. Hey, just because they may not be liable doesn't mean they're not going to get hit with the rash of lawsuits, and the legal fees alone will cripple their profit margin. We can only hope that some people wake up, but they won't, because when you've got somebody in the White House that's following the lead from the world's elite who want to eliminate most of the world's population, what do you expect? We have to say no, just like Reagan. Just say no. Just like his drug campaign. I remember that. You remember that joke he used to float around, you know, when people came up during Ron and Nancy's Just Say No to Drugs? And this guy walks up and asks Mr. President, hey, would you hold this bag of marijuana for me? And he went, no. So you have those things where people have the right to resist. And this is one of them. Your body, your choice. It's a sad state of affairs. when people find themselves in a quandary over what's right and what's wrong. To jab or not to jab, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler to suffer the pains and slings of COVID, being one of the percentage of unvaccinated personnel in the United States, is entirely your decision. The New York City Firefighters Union is telling their mayor, stick it where the sun never shines, pal. Bill de Blasio, or should we call him Commandant, has ordered city workers be placed on unpaid leave if they remain unvaccinated, and the union, of course, is now fighting back. According to Reuters, the union leader said if they're told they can't work, it'll be the department in the city of New York that sends them home. And that's going to be a real problem for their citizens. And now we've got a couple other little thing here, the staffing shortages. One of the daycare workers' vaccine mandate in Illinois, their daycare centers are concerned whether they're going to be able to stay open after Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker issued an executive order requiring daycare center workers statewide to get the COVID clot shot. Pritzker issued the order Friday of last week for the state's more than 55,000 daycare workers. The deadline for the first shot of the coronavirus jab is December 3rd. The second shot deadline, January 3rd of next year. And his rationale is, in his statement, this idiot governor said, vaccinations offer life-saving protection for the people who receive them and make the community safer for the people who can't, including the babies, the toddlers, and young children not eligible for the vaccine. You see, Pritzker is an idiot, and he's drunk the Kool-Aid. For those of you living in Illinois, are you voting with your feet or your conscience? Which is it? If you're going to let a moron like this put forward an executive order and follow it to the T, well, you deserve what you get, because you're not rationally thinking. We seem to have a problem. And according to Mercola on his latest website, Dr. Joe says, mass psychosis is a real global pandemic. And let me break it down to you, story at a glance. It's defined as an epidemic of madness. Getting so close to Halloween, too, isn't it? This occurs when a large portion of society loses touch with reality and descends into delusions. They get delusional behavior. Oh, my God, I must wear a mask when I go out, or I'll die. We're now in the middle of a mass psychosis induced by relentless fear-mongering coupled with data suppression and intimidation tactics. Otherwise, you might call that bullying. In the UK, psychiatric referrals for the first time psychotic episodes increased, you ready for this number, 75% between April of 19 and April of 21. 75%, that means people want to kill themselves. Well, that'd be fine with the elitist groups, because that's one less person they have to take out with a jab. Rates of anxiety and depression worldwide increased dramatically in 2020. Estimates suggest the COVID pandemic resulted in an additional 76 million cases of anxiety and 53 million cases of major depressive disorder over and above annual norms, with women and younger individuals being disproportionately affected. Wow. Imagine that. That's worse than postpartum depression, folks. Mental health referrals among children have doubled in the UK since the start of the pandemic. 16% of kids between the ages of 5 and 16 were diagnosed with a mental disorder in 2020, compared to 10.8% in 2017. 6% jump. Now, what does data suppression have to do with it? Well, if you don't get the truth and you don't get the facts, how can you make a rational decision? See, that's what's important here. How do you make a rational decision when this kind of garbage is floating around and everybody says you got to take the jab if you want to stay alive? Well, that's not necessarily true. There are four undeclared things in that jab, and we're hearing reports now. One of them looks kind of like an octopus with a head, and it floats around your system and replicates itself. Oh, that must be the S1 spike protein they're talking about. You want to talk about damaging your immune system? You want to play Russian roulette with a jab? This is a real problem. Coming up in our next half hour, and we want you to stick around, We have Eliezer Cisco Cisneros coming in. He's a 12-year vet of the U.S. Navy and an ardent Trumper. He is being tortured legally, he claims, by Texas Democrats for being in the MAGA truck caravan. And they apparently have sued him for violating the 1871 KKK Act after escorting the Biden bus out of town. So he has a Give, Send, Go account. He's vowing to fight back. We'll be talking to him in the next half hour. But in the meantime, if there's anything on your mind you want to talk about, whether it's when I have Eliezer on the phone or otherwise, our toll-free number, 844-769-2944, please make a note of it. If you are suffering from mass psychosis, I guess we could hear from you too, as long as you keep your psychosis off the phone call. Tell me what's legitimately going on. People are going, I don't have that. I don't have that. I'm prepared. I'm locked and loaded. I'm ready to go. I get a year's supply of food. You know what? I'm laughing because I know there are people out there that have actually done this. They're locked and loaded, armed to the teeth and ready for civil war. And I got to keep asking that question again. If civil war wasn't on the horizon for America, how is it everybody's doing what they're doing, stocking up like this? Food and guns and ammo. Gotta love that. Wow. Yeah, what you believe, you bring about. We'll see if that's the case as time progresses. Thank you so much, by the way, for joining Dave Krieger, myself, on the Power Hour. Once again, the toll-free number, 844-769-2944, and we will be taking your calls throughout the rest of the show, especially if you're listening to us live here on the Power Hour. Listen to us on thepowerhour.com. Tell your friends. Like us on Facebook. As crazy as it may seem, this is the way our country appears to be headed. And folks, we want you to be prepared, which is one of the reasons why we do this. Eliezer Cisco Cisneros coming up. Stay with us here on the Power Hour.
This is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Calf, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregares, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine of the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Each and every one of you are very special to us here at the Power Hour, which is why we offer this special for you. Now through this Sunday, 10% off on all Miracle Skin products at thepowermall.com. That's right, all Miracle Skin products are 10% off all week long. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or online at our newly designed ThePowerMall.com store. Buy from the good guys. Buy from ThePowerMall.com. Hurry. Sale ends this Sunday.
Hi, this is Jay with The Power Mall. Stock up now on your winter wellness essentials from OptiVita Health with our buy two, get one 50% off sale. Save on OptiVita Silver Liquid, Silver Gel, Silver Lozenges, Vitamin C, Vitamin D, Super Krill Oil, and don't forget your Silver Spray Accessory Kit. Shop the sale until October 31st. To order, visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
And once again, we're back at the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you, 11:32 a.m. Central Time, Thursday, October 28, 2021. For those of you listening to us live, you can call in 844-769-2944. You may even want to talk to our guest that we have on the phone. And like I said, we are live Central Time for those of you listening on our broadcast stations like KCXL in Liberty, Missouri. We appreciate that. You know, it's amazing that a station in Liberty, Missouri would carry this. And you've been with us for a long time, and we appreciate that. And for those of you in Kansas City listening to that radio station, God bless you, too. It's amazing how the Democratic Party, when they've got a bone to pick with people, they will dial in, zero in, demonize, and give people living hell over it. And it doesn't matter what you do, even if you think you're doing right to them, everything you do is wrong, especially if you love the former President Trump, who was a CEO and probably ran this country like a business better than any other president in the history of America. I'm not sure about his ego, but as a businessman, the guy was right on in a lot of ways. And for that, as a libertarian, I respect him. And I think he could do very well bringing this country and turning it back around from the mess that's been created now. But in the meantime, those who support him, like Eleazar Cisco Cisneros, who is a 12-year veteran of the U.S. Navy and served during the Gulf War, is being messed with in a very serious legal way by Democrats in Texas for being part of the MAGA truck caravan. And we have Cisco on the phone with us this morning. Welcome to the Power Hour, sir. Thank you for your service.
Hey, Dave, thank you so much. Thank you for your service, brother.
Thank you. And I'd like to ask you, how did this mess get started? How did they come after you? What happened? Give us a story on it.
Dave, this is just basically us exercising our First Amendment rights, you know. You know, this bus coming through Texas in a desperate plea to try to gain more votes. You know, we just weren't standing for it. Not standing for them trying to pass through. We were standing against their platform, against what they stood for. You know, defunding the police, late-term abortion, you know, taking away our Second Amendment rights. These are just some of the basic things that we were against. So we were protesting them. We were following them wherever they were going to stop, get out of our trucks, and call them on their stuff. And on the way up there, they got absolutely aggressive. They did not like the fact that we had probably over 100 vehicles, and we're just following them. And that they had an absolute minimal amount of people showing up to their rallies. They got really, really aggressive. One car hit me, pushed me all the way over. And I don't know if you saw the video, Dave, but if you look at it again, if you look to see when he hit me and I reacted. I pushed him back into his lane. He was just about completely all the way in my lane, pushing me off. I had nowhere to go. I absolutely had nowhere to go.
So
I had to react.
So he basically was trying to run you off the road?
Yeah, exactly.
And what happened to him? Did you do anything to him?
Absolutely not. He's not even identified in the affidavit or whatever, you know, that they're suing me on. They have everybody else named, but the one, the aggressor, is named Plaintiff A. They will not say his name. He had California plates on his vehicle. We couldn't find, the police here could not bring up his plates. They didn't know who they belonged to. I have a friend that I served with in the Gulf War who's now a California Highway Patrol, and he's been on there for years, 20-something years. I called him up, and I was like, hey, can you run these California plates for me? And absolutely nothing came up. He said he's seen this one time before. This is straight. It's a political thing. He goes, it has to be because it's not coming up at all. We could not find him. They lied. They had just absolutely lied. They said I didn't call the police, which I did. He ran away. He or she, I'm not too sure. It was absolutely crazy what they were trying to do to me.
But running you off the road, I mean, with a vehicle, that could have, if anything did happen to you, how are they supposed to prosecute somebody for a vehicular homicide or anything else? I mean, it could be vehicular assault for that matter.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, so it's okay for them to do it, but, you know, if any other right-thinking American did it, they'd have him arrested in leg irons overnight.
Which is happening. You know, we look at Kyle Rittenhouse. What did he do? What did he do wrong? Literally. If Kyle would not have had his gun, what would have happened to him, see?
Correct.
You know, he was out there, you know, just doing what I've done. You know, doing what I've done out here when Antifa came to my city, destroying my city, the Alamo, terrorizing, you know, store owners. I went out there with my shotgun to protect these people. And, yeah, it's bad. Luckily, I didn't kill anybody, but...
Right.
Nonetheless, they were after me. I was a domestic terrorist for protecting my city against actual terrorists.
Right. So now when they ran you off the road, do you think this was an Antifa that did that, or do you think it was just one of the Biden caravan?
I believe it. It had to be. He was part of a caravan, without a doubt. He had a big role. And as far as him or her being Antifa, I'm more than sure. More than sure. He was not afraid, or she was not afraid to run me off the road.
Interesting. So you didn't actually get a good look at the driver?
They had him driving by himself. Let's go with him. Driving by himself the whole time with the mask on. So,
oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah. No, this virus is that deadly. It is.
Yo, of course it is. That's a vaccident waiting to happen. That's what we call them now, vaccidents. People who wear, I have a term for people who wear masks while they're driving. They're called COVIDiots.
Yeah.
That's a real problem I have. But the thing is for them to attempt to run you off the road when, I mean, you could have been any decent law-abiding human being that was just driving that just got tangled up in the caravan. And all of a sudden you're somebody trying to run you off the road.
Well, they were doing that. The driver and the bus. If you tried to pass them up, they would swerve at you, and the bus driver as well.
Oh my!
And that's no joke. Oh yeah. And these people were just trying to pass.
Who was in the bus?
Her name is Wendy Davis. Far left extremist who is running for Senate out here. I'm not too sure who. Anyway, just far left. You know, one for late term abortions. She's a baby killer out here in Texas.
Okay.
That's what they
and
named
so
it. Yeah.
How did it come that they identified you and then went after you in this lawsuit for violating the 1871 Ku Klux Klan Act?
I think, you know, I've had a target on my head for a while. You know, that I'm very active in my country. I love my country. I love my red, white, and blue.
Sure.
You know, I think that flag means just as much to you as it means to me, you know, and I get choked up, man. You know, I
well, really, no, I would too. Really we both took the same oath.
Yeah. You know, man, I'm sorry, I'm getting choked up, brother. But you know how much that
means. That's okay, my friend. That's okay.
People don't understand They don't understand it. And I'll do anything for this country. And
now you're making me get choked up.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate what's happening to this country, and people witnessing it and don't care for it. They just don't care. They don't. They're just accepting what's happening. Everything's okay. Your mask is okay. The vaccine is okay. And if you don't take the vaccine, it's not you. You aren't. And this is where we're at. You know. And you know, you've been to countries overseas where stuff like this is acceptable because that's the way these people live. You know,
no
it's
doubt.
Totally acceptable. Yeah. And we've witnessed it.
We have some people who agree with you. We've got Chad in North Carolina on the phone with us. Chad, welcome to the program and say hi to Cisco.
Hey, Mr. Cisneros, thank you for being a patriot. It means
thank
a lot
you,
to
Chad,
me. I know
brother.
It's I really appreciate it. I got the utmost respect. I probably didn't get in the ring as much as you did, but I know I'm probably one of Trump's biggest supporters.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
I just, it occurred to me before all the craziness started with the lockdowns and the fiasco with the media attacking Trump, it occurred to me, seemed to remember here in this state, I don't know if this was throughout the country, if you remember during the first campaign that the Antifa people were out on the street, you know, harassing people in the street and attacking Trump supporters and so forth, and they were wearing masks. Am I mistaken about that?
You are on point. Absolutely, Chad. Absolutely.
So, yes, sir. So I'm thinking, I seem to recall that our local state legislature shortly thereafter passed, I looked it up, I thought I found a statute or a regulation that said that you could not, it was against the law to wear a mask on public grounds because of that, because there were so many instances of these people wearing masks and harassing people. And so now what have they done? They've got everybody wearing masks, which also makes
right.
it harder to identify people if there's crime committed or so forth. So
right.
I just thought of that, and I asked somebody else that. I said, didn't we pass a regulation before all this lockdown stuff started that you couldn't even wear a mask in a public venue, and now they got everybody doing it?
Yeah, that is true. Did happen, Chad.
Yeah.
A lot of states did pass that law. So do you have a question for Mr. Cisneros?
I'm sorry?
I said, do you have a question for Mr. Cisneros?
Well, that was it. I mean, I just find it very telling that it's this manipulation, this psychological manipulation going on over the country, and a lot of people, we don't have a mandate here right now. Our sheriff has refused to enforce it, and yet people are still going in the store wearing masks. It's like, do you people have a mind of your own? This is a satanic attack to me. This is the powers that be really exerting their pressure on this country. So anyway, I keep hearing people saying, well, hopefully we can get Trump back in office in 2024, and I'm like, well, we just basically said, okay, forget the last elect, we're just going to let this maniacal person run the country right now, and I don't hear a whole lot of progress being made towards that end of, gee, are we ever going to be able to reinstate Trump? Do you see anything on that horizon?
And Chad, who are you referring to as far as this maniacal person running the country? Who are you referring to?
Oh, that would be the alleged commander-in-chief who...
And to his defense, Chad, I think we all know that that guy doesn't have the mental capability, and I don't mean this in a mean way or disrespectful. He does not have the mental capability to make any type of decision, and it's being demonstrated, and the people that handle him know that. I believe, personally, that's why they put him in there, because they know what they're able to do to him, manipulate him, and get him to say or do whatever they can, but he even has trouble doing that. So it's going to be very hard. I feel it's going to be very hard for us to get Trump back in 2024 because of what they're doing to the to our voting systems and what they're right. It's going to be hard. We have to come out. Us Republicans, conservatives, everybody, we all have to come out. We have to hit these polls, not just vote, but work at the polls and refuse to let right. these people win. Yeah.
Good point, Cisco. Chad, thanks for your call. We appreciate that. Once again, our phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. If you have something you'd like to inquire of Mr. Cisneros. Cisco, you have a GiveSendGo account right now. How much money have you got in there raised toward your legal fees?
Right now we're about 20,000. I've used up a lot of it. They're saying my lawyers be maybe upwards of 50 to 100, depending on how far they go. And he's predicting they're going to go far, you know, just to ruin us. This is straight political. Yeah.
Yeah. When they target you, and I can't really believe that they're sitting there digging up an 1871 Ku Klux Klan Act when you're not even a member of the Klan. They should know if they ran your plates, they should know who you are.
Yeah.
And this just really bothers me that they would target a U.S. serviceman, former or present, that's fighting to defend our freedoms, including theirs. I think they kind of forget that they have the same freedoms that we do, and the Constitution has given us all those freedoms. So this is what's blowing my mind about why they would dig up an antiquated law like that and use it against you. When did they actually file the suit?
Not too long ago.
Okay.
And as far as them, you know, attacking a service member present, I think we've seen how this administration treats service members out in Afghanistan. We have 13 that got left behind. You know, well.
Yeah. Well, 13 of them that got murdered, and God knows how many other Americans got left behind. And that was sad. That didn't have to happen. I think that everybody that has been in the military, you, me, and everyone else included, looked at that entire scenario and thought of it immediately as a debacle. It's like, why did we not keep Bagram Air Base open? We owned that thing, hook, line, and sinker. Why did we let go of that? That's what makes zero sense to me, and this is politics. Everything that Hair Sniffer Joe did when he got into office with those 44 executive orders was nothing but political spite in my book. Yeah. And I'm looking at this from a libertarian point of view. I look at both sides of the aisle, Republican and Democrat, as being the ones responsible for messing up the country the way it is. And when you got rhinos mixed in with the Republicans, it's very difficult for things to get accomplished. Wouldn't you agree?
Totally agree with you. Totally. I'm at a loss for words on what's happening. I really am. We have some hardcore, very hardcore congressmen, senators, and so forth out there fighting. And, you know, we look at Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is an absolute beast. God, she's relentless, and she's not going to give up. She won't quit. And that's what we need. We're looking at Jim
Jordan.
Sure,
I mean, you got Jim Jordan and Ron Johnson, and there's a bunch.
Ted Cruz. Bring them all on. Yes, for sure. That you know they're going to attack these people, and that's what needs to happen, regardless of the consequences they're in and they're fighting. And that's how I feel, and that's what I want to do.
Yeah, well, we all saw what they did to Merrick Garland yesterday in court. If you were watching the videos out there, folks, you saw they were relentless, and of course the Democrats. What are they going to do? Make themselves known as to their feelings by not asking pertinent questions. Well, of course they're going to stay hidden in their shell. I find, and you were telling me before we went on the air, Elazar, that you said you got into it with somebody last night?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Over this?
Yeah, my ex-girlfriend.
Tell me about
it. We're still friends. We're still friends. Her and I are still friends. She lived with me for about 6 years. She's just a hardcore leftist and really feels that these vaccines should be mandated throughout this country. And you will lose your job if you do not take this vaccine. And I was trying to explain to her, this is not what freedom is. This is not what I fought for. And I gave her an instance of two of my friends who are, one who was retired Army, Lieutenant Colonel, I'm not going to say her name, of course, but Lieutenant Colonel, and she is anti-vax. Not anti-vax, anti-mandate. And my other friend who's losing her job as well, a nurse, been a nurse for over 20 years, and she's losing her job, and I gave those instances, and she pretty much said, F them. They should lose their jobs if they don't take, and I'm explaining to her, and it got unbelievably heated. Unbelievably heated, and I just don't know what to do. There's nothing you can tell some of these leftists because everything is ingrained in their heads. It's been told since Trump started running. You know, the media has. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just saying that, you know, these people, when you confront them, they seem to just like run home to mama in their brain. Everything they answer you is based on emotion, not on facts, not on data. But because of the fact that the government said that we all need to be vaccinated, well, we need to do what the government tells us, and they've drunk the Kool-Aid. I mean, to me, there's nothing you could do with somebody that's got the Jim Jones mentality. That's what I call it. They want to kill themselves and play Russian roulette with government mandates.
Agreed.
So where do people go if they want to donate?
So it's like you said, the Give, Send, Go. That's the only platform I'm using. That's the only, I know there's people out there that would use my name, Kyle Rittenhouse's name, and, you know, so many other people, you know, go through something bad, they'll use their name and set up accounts, and the money will never get to them. So mine is only through Give, Send, Go. It's a Christian-based charity. We will not be shut down. They won't shut us down, not like the other one. And it's under my name, Elazar Cisneros.
Okay.
Man, we just need all the help we can get. Thank you.
Yeah. Elizar, right?
Correct.
Okay. Elazar Cisneros, Cisneros. For those of you making notes of this,
sir.
The one who donate to Cisco's legal fees, we appreciate that. I know
we were
talking to Mark Crispin Miller, and he went after 19 of his cohorts at New York University, and his GoFundMe account hit over $100,000 within the first couple of months of his campaign being launched. So
yeah.
I know that the capability is there. People would just give. You know, this is something that what Mr. Cisneros folks is going through could be happening to you. But it's happening to him. And so this is a thing where people need to rise up and support the cause if you are serious about protecting your rights. Because this whole thing is all about civil rights, because that's what the KKK Act was all about, is violating civil rights, and that was well before the 1964 Civil Rights Act was put into place. So I know there's people out there, especially in our listening audience, Cisco, that that understand those concepts.
Yes, sir.
So
awesome.
And
that's
so
beautiful.
How are people responding when they find out about your situation? I mean, are you actually out there speaking to groups regarding all of this?
I'm out here in San Antonio. Yes, man. I would love to go to different places. These people want me dead. You know, I had to leave. I had to leave the state of Texas when this started because of the amount of threats that I was getting. It was unreal. It was unreal what these people were doing.
Are you back here now?
I'm back here, yes. I'm back.
Okay.
I'm back.
All right. Yeah, we won't ask you to give your specific location for obvious reasons. But this is just, it's mind-boggling that they would come after you like this. And just remember, folks, if you want to donate this campaign, the legal fees could reach upwards of $100,000. His attorneys, according to what Elazar told me before we went on the air, have vowed to take this all the way to the Supreme Court. Is that not right, sir?
Yes, sir. That's what they're predicting.
Predicting.
Our first judge was appointed by Obama. He was an Obama appointee, so we already know where he's leaning. And that's unfortunate.
You know, it's sad, though.
That's what we're
up
against.
Yeah, that's sad.
We already know the outcome of that because of where this country's at. And it's not about obeying the law anymore. It is about party.
Right. Now, he's a Democrat, right, obviously?
Yeah.
The judge is?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. There is, for those of you out there doing your research about federal judges, you can go to judicialwatch.org/judge, and you can dig up your judge's financial statements and find out where his allegiances are to. You can even find out if he's invested in Pfizer because they have to list all their stock holdings. This is a requirement under federal law, folks. So judicialwatch.org/judge if you want to look up your federal judge. That's just food for thought there. Cisco.
Thank you. We appreciate
your time on this. And we ask people to donate to his campaign.
I appreciate your audience. I appreciate everything that you're doing. I'm not going to stop fighting. They're not stopping me. So know that, brother. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Elazar Cisneros, folks, right here on the Power Hour. Stay tuned. We've got Leela Centner from Centner Academy coming on to talk to you all about what they want to do to your kids. In the educational system. That's the downside of what we're living in today. Dave Krieger on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.